Make sure you guys check out Twin Peaks tomorrow, I-10 in Kirkwood, the final Twin Peaks appearance for the triple threat of the 2018 year. So Twin Peaks, I-10 in Kirkwood with Sean, Rich, John McClane, Clint Sterner as well. Steph Curry on a podcast said that he feels the moon landing was faked by the United States. I know you guys, Seth and Paul, were very intrigued by this.
I wasn't intrigued by it at all. I'm frankly disgusted. And I'll tell you honestly, I'm open and willing to listen to conspiracy theories. The problem is with both this moon landing one and with the flat earthers, I have yet to hear a compelling argument for it. Like every now and then, conspiracy theories end up being true. Like the American Mafia was largely thought of as like some crackpot, stupid conspiracy theory back in the 40s and 50s. They thought it was bygone from the Prohibition era that organized crime wasn't a big issue. Like J. Edgar Hoover thought it didn't even pay any attention to it until all of a sudden they discovered 57 mob bosses. Or like, I can't, John, do you remember this? It was a place in upstate New York. All of a sudden, these mob bosses had a huge meeting and the government discovered it and the FBI had to acknowledge, oh crap, there's a nationwide organized crime syndicate and it's the American Mafia. So there was a case where a conspiracy theory by some people in the FBI that they thought was a kooky theory, it ended up being true. But you gotta show me something. Like, I keep people, whenever I criticize Steph Curry, I get these things. I get a fake video that was already admittedly faked by the person who created the video. I get people saying things like, well, If they're satellites, how come when they take pictures of the Earth, you don't see millions of satellites? Because, you dumbass, if you run a simple Google search, you realize there's only 1,800 satellites. And second, those satellites are they're all flying at relatively the same altitude. So the satellite isn't taking a picture through those thousands of other satellites, which are very, very tiny, by the way, as well. It just drives me crazy. So I need to know how Steph Curry is doing this. I need to know how Steph Curry can sit there and, because he watched some stupid YouTube videos, claim that the people who died exploring space or trying to explore space, the people who blew up in spaceships and left their families behind, like how Steph Curry can casually sit there and be like, oh, no, they were all liars. Yeah, I mean, Buzz Aldrin, you're a liar, too.
I was in high school, and I watched it live, and if you watched the movie First Man with Ryan Gosling, which was out a couple of months ago, you saw it was the largest audience worldwide. People watched the moon landing. And there were so many of those astronauts who lived here and who died here.
All right, let's go to the hotline right now, the Byers Barricades hotline. My dad was in Russia at the time of the U.S. landing on the moon. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
All right, you're on, Dad, with John McClane, Paul Gallant, Seth Payne, and obviously
me. Are you going to introduce Dad's name or is Dad his first name?
My dad's name is George. Yes, George.
Hello, George.
Hello.
So let me start with this. Where were you when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon? Did you have a television? I feel like you did not. You definitely did not have a TV, right?
No, we had a TV. We got it in 1968, so a year before the moon landing. Yep.
Was it? I read an account by a cosmonaut the other day that said that the Soviet Union reported the news, because you can't just cover something that big up, but that it was relatively downplayed in the Soviet Union. Was that your experience?
Yes, but it was definitely reported. I remember it was sometime in the middle of the summer, and they reported it. We were sort of shocked because, you know, all Soviet Union people thought that we were ahead of Americans in a space program, and that was basically shocking experience. But they did report it very quickly, so we all knew about it.
So there was never, if this were some Cold War conspiracy by the Americans to fool people into thinking that we had landed on the moon, the Russians never even bothered accusing them of that.
No, never. And actually, just think about it. It was the same thing when the Russians sent the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin, in 1961. American intelligence were watching it, so they knew exactly what's happening. And John Kennedy, who was the president at the time, congratulated Khrushchev with the flight. Same thing happened in Russia. They were watching all the Saturn and Apollo flights, and they knew exactly what was happening. So that's why. Actually, I learned about the conspiracy theory this century already about it, when I was in the United States, and when, you know, 2001 conspiracy was starting, you know, to come up. Then they brought up the landing on the moon. I didn't even know in Russia that it was questioned by somebody.
George, how old were you when they landed on the moon?
Eight.
Eight? Oh, wow. So I bet it was a big deal among 8-year-olds.
Oh, yep. Yes, it was definitely a big deal, right.
Do you remember what you talked about in school the next day, like what the conversation was?
There was no school. It wasn't a summer, right? It wasn't July, right?
What was the conversation? Did you go to camp? I don't know.
Yeah, what did you do in the Soviet Union in the summer?
Yes, actually, I was swimming, like in professional team, so I was in a sport camp at the time, and we were concentrating on swimming, you know, 10, 15 kilometers a day. Not really whoever can land it on the moon at the time.
Just taking things a day at a time.
Man, that's where it was.
Put your best foot forward.
So you were, because you had been identified as a good swimmer, you were kind of on track to be a potential Olympic athlete from a very young age. And that was your job in the summer?
Yes, that was my job in the summer, every day, yes. Oh, and summer there is not 2 months, it's 3 months. It's all June, July, August. They send us to Ukraine for the camp. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
It was so difficult, yeah.
Sounds like
but
the
yes,
Texas.
I remember the day when it happened.
Sounds like the Texans could learn a thing from the Russian swimming program in the summer about not taking the cheese. Really, that is mind-boggling. Like, you guys didn't even discuss it at all, just amongst yourselves?
No, he's saying they did.
Oh, they did, okay.
Yeah, they had a huge conversation. It was a big deal. Okay. But
that is correct. It was downplayed.
It was downplayed by the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the news were reported. That's the key thing, right? We all knew about it.
Was it the equivalent of, like, when a big sports team loses, like, let's say 1980, when the Soviet Union lost to the United States, obviously, or was it a little bit different of a feeling?
Well, definitely the loss of 1980 was a much bigger event than landing on the moon, that's for sure.
Okay, so the hockey loss was a much bigger loss, definitely, than the moon landing.
Well,
okay.
The Russian space program didn't even really have it in their sights. They weren't trying to go to the moon, right?
No, they didn't try, yeah. They thought it was just for prestige and not for really for value.
George, how proud are you that your son's going to law school, and what kind of attorney would you like to see him become?
I'm really proud. I think people should try to learn all their lives, and I think it's very good to learn in a basically professional environment, not, you know, learning something at home. I think, you know, going through the tests and going through the year is very important for people's development. But I don't know what kind of lawyer I want him to be. The one who can help his parents in their
successful
everyday life. That would be helpful.
Successful, right?
Yeah.
Last thing from me. Is Russia trying to get to Mars? Do you know if they are?
I mean, whatever Putin said, it's hard to say now in Russia. It's very difficult to distinguish propaganda from what's really happening. But I wouldn't be surprised, I can tell you this.
Fair enough. Well, we appreciate the time. Thank you very
much. Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. My dad on the show via the Buyers Barricades hotline.
No, yeah, Paul and I just heard him differently because at different points he was talking about, like, it was a big deal, but he was also focused on his swimming, which sounded like hell. Sounded like from a very young age, because he was a good swimmer, it was like, that's it for your childhood. You're gonna swim for the state.
I can't even imagine the concept of summer vacation in the Soviet Union. I feel like, yeah, they would send you to a camp of some sort to do manual labor at age 8. You must learn the value of work.
Except he was swimming.
Right. Yeah. Or learn the value of playing sports for the state.
So would you rather be identified as an athlete early on to where at least... Like,
yes.
But it sounded like it wasn't fun swimming. They weren't splashing around and like...
Swimming is never
doing,
fun.
Like the little squirting with their hands.
But I imagine there's some sort of status that came along with being in the Russian sports programs that there were. And actually, one of the girls that I was dating earlier this summer, she used to be in the Russian gymnastics program. And she said it was very, very strict. But at the same time, you sort of had a sense of pride because you were viewed as... someone who was really good at the gymnastics side of things, but it sounded like it was also especially cat.
Ballerinas and gymnasts.
Yeah, John,
what other athletes are you dating?
Taking things a day at a time. You don't take the cheese and you can't drink the Kool-Aid.
He introduced them all to the TB12 method.
If you can,
what are you guys? You're not eating gluten, are you? My God.
If you can even find the Kool-Aid.
Lady, that's a nightshade in your, yeah.